The Hamilton Regional Indian Center currently has a program underway called Creating Connections, and this program is being put on in conjunction with the Boys and Girls Club of Hamilton and Halton. It's a program teaching youth on addictions, mental health, and healing. The program runs every Thursday. It began back on January 12th, and any youth aged 14 to 24 can sign up for this program, and it will be taking place at the Boys and Girls Club Center Mall location in Hamilton. So here to talk to me about the program is co-facilitator Vanessa Henry from the Hamilton Regional Indian Center. So thank you for taking some time to talk to me today, Vanessa. I was wondering if you could detail what the program involves and what you're hoping to teach the participants of the program.
Okay, so like you had mentioned, it's a partnership with the Hamilton Regional Indian Center and the Boys and Girls Club. So they had reached out in connection with their Creating Connections module and was just wondering how we could partner in a sense as to get Indigenous youth involved with non-Indigenous youth and coming together and learning together about mental health, addictions, and the added piece that I was a part of to co-facilitate the workshops is to add culture to the program, to have that balance between, you know, talking about something maybe very personal to the youth and or, you know, something that they're living through, just to have that those cultural teachings and technically a way of life for everyone. So just in relation with that, what it entails is that they have different modules going through with mental health and addictions. So some of our workshops kind of look like maybe myths or facts between what their knowledge, when I say there, it's the youth that I'm speaking about, what their knowledge is about, what does, you know, the myths and the facts look like for them, whether it be, you know, gambling or vaping or the uses of, you know, tobacco or marijuana, pills, any sort of things that are coping through mental health and addictions. And then also talking about safe ways and getting more information from the facilitators as to what would be look best for them, and then safer ways, and always, you know, having that communication, whether it be, you know, with their friends or a trusted adult, you know, just knowing what people are actually doing and where they are. And then the cultural teachings about that, it could be, so we kind of made the modules kind of in sync for the 8-week program in connection with the 7 grandfather teachings. So we're talking about respect, love, honesty, truth, courage, bravery, and humility. So each week is a different teaching, as each week is a different module. And I usually, from the culture point of view, I usually incorporate a teaching of one of the 7 grandfather teachings and also do like a craft, like a hands-on piece, and some teachings along the way as well. So some of the teachings that I have shared through these programs is the stages of life. So understanding everyone around them and the stage of life that they're actually in. I have done teachings around a wheel of wellness, so how they're taking care of themselves in a good way throughout their daily lives. And then I've done eagle feather teachings, again, looking at the positive and the negative perspectives of their journeys. And we've done medicine pouches before. Again, that building that little bundle, that sacred bundle. I've talked about the 4 sacred medicines. And we've done a timeline event as well. So when we're talking about the truth and the histories of Indigenous people, I have an activity that actually has it's a timeline event of like things that have happened in the past and what's currently happening right now and how we see our future and what we're looking forward to. And as I know it, our youth are our future generations, so their voices being shared also is very, very important. I've done story strings. It's just, you know, a way of interacting and engaging and getting to know everyone. So again, everybody has a story. So it's literally just creating connections with the youth who are participating in this program.
And do you ever find it difficult to create that connection, I guess, with the more traditional and cultural side of things and then bringing it back to like the current day, I guess?
So when I'm teaching like the cultural part of it, it's easy for me to have those conversations, and it's kind of like builds a safer way for the youth to, you know, just to kind of look at themselves and share a part of themselves. I know it could be harder for them. So the facilitators like myself and the other coworker, well, the worker from the Boys and Girls Club, again, we have a kind of like a way of talking to the youth. So if they're not answering or if they're not speaking, we, you know, that's okay too. If they don't want to share, we give them that option. We're just trying to find a different route. We may say, here's some sticky notes. Maybe you guys can write it down so it's like anonymous. And then we could like bring up, you know, these different things and sharing ideas through different ways. So there is a balance. Sometimes it's difficult, but with the cultural teachings, I'm comfortable doing it. And I feel that the youth are really like paying attention and, you know, interacting and engaging. I feel like when I'm doing a teaching on the whiteboard of some sort, I try to make it engaging as possible to get their feedback. So that's usually helpful. So we just kind of like work out however it is useful for them. And I think what's really important about the program is that when we have, you know, Indigenous youth and non-Indigenous youth, from my experience and, you know, me being a youth once too, I know it's very, very hard to share stories or, you know, share any parts of us. So that's kind of like where the story string comes along as well. So again, it's their story. It's just like it's an activity. It's a hands-on activity that they would be making for themselves. And it's just kind of like a guiding way to maybe if they do want to share, that story string will kind of give them that, you know, that voice to, you know, sharing it or not. But also on the flip side, I find that with non-Indigenous youth, that they're very open and they'll share their story. And then that's kind of like encouraging to other youth to share their, like the Indigenous youth to share their story, because they're all pretty similar. So some of the kids that do come to the program are through Children's Aid Society. So I work with youth in care. So I share my flyer with them. If they have Indigenous kids in foster homes, group homes, you know, residential care, they're also attending these programs too. So, you know, the connection that's being made is really through them, but giving them that safe space to be open about the program.
And you mentioned the 7 grandfather teachings method to deal with healing in certain situations. Can you just talk to me about that method and why it is important to teach it within the program?
So when teaching the 7 grandfather teachings, it's technically a way of life. It is Anishinaabe teaching. And I feel like with a lot of the teachings in the 7 grandfathers, it's a way of life, but also it's in connection of everyone. So everybody knows what the word respect is, but respect may look different from everyone else. So again, I do an engagement activity. I post the teachings up on the wall. We have very nice pictures up on the wall that always stay in the space. So respect, whatever it kind of looks like for them. Again, we write it on sticky notes, and then they go around the room and they post them up, what each teaching means to them. So then with the activity that I do provide with them, it's just kind of giving them an insight. Again, say for instance, for love, like I do a wellness wheel. So we all have to start with ourselves and how we love ourselves and, you know, in everything that we do. So it's just a way of life and like really being mindful, like putting it in their minds that every culture has these teachings, you know, even that wisdom that, you know, we all have, we're learning every single day. And, you know, bringing that eagle feather in and giving them a glimpse of, you know, these sacred items and how it entails to our personal lives in making positive choices and those negative things that are happening. So all the teachings that I do teach in this program, it is relatable to everyone in knowing the teachings, but also implementing it in their daily lives. I like to do the teachings because it puts it in their minds of like, you know, again, when you're in different spaces and places, how do you show respect? And also one of the pieces of the program as well. So we always do a check-in and a check-out. So how you're feeling today, and then how are you feeling at the end of the day, like at the end of the program. But we also reiterate, like, so how did you show respect this past week, if that was the teaching the last week? So it's always like full circle each time. Or how did you, you know, sometimes people were saying like, you know, I will try to say the word love more often this week, or they give themselves their own task to do. So I think it's beneficial because it's a very wide range of everyone knowing these teachings. And as we know it as the Seven Grandfather teachings, it's literally in everyone's culture.
And within the community, have you seen a need for the program and a need to be able to inform and let the kids know how to handle certain aspects of life, especially when everything going on in a young person's life, like school, sports, friends, and stuff like that?
Yes, it is a very high need. And this is, so we ran it all last year as well. So this is my fifth time running the program. So we did it four times last year, and we're looking to run it four times this year as well. But it isn't a high need because, again, it's, you know, relatable to the things that are happening. And then, again, those different modules through mental health and addictions, it does talk about, like, you know, different things and bringing that awareness as to, you know, for an example, I think one of the activities was like, you know, what stresses you out, or like, you know, or what does anxiety look like, or what does depression look like? And then we discuss and have that safe space at the Boys and Girls Club at Center Mall location. We have that, it's like a youth room, like there's table tennis, there's like a whole bunch of different things, there's a nice comfy cozy couch area. But also, you know, what stresses you out, like it could be your social life, it could be with your family, it could be through school. So it's relatable to the everyday life that, you know, and they're the ones that are talking about it. So we're just creating that space and asking these questions, and they're the ones that are giving us, you know, speaking with us, sharing with us in everything, you know, that we provide for them. So, and I really feel like it is like a high need for it.
And this is an 8-week program. So once the program is completed, will participants be receiving anything?
Yep. So even though we do seven weeks of the Seven Grandfather teaching, so we added the 8th week in, just kind of like we bring a knowledge keeper, a healer, elder from different communities to come in and sit with them and just share the seven grandfather teachings overall with them. So they have that, you know, I know some of the youth have asked, like, I've been having these dreams and like, what does this mean? And like, what are my colors? So they actually have access to an elder on the last session. And the last two cohorts that we have done, so late last year and this year, we have added an incentive part of the program. So there was an idea of doing a drop-in. So maybe, you know, somebody just comes in that space and it was like, oh, what are you guys doing over here? Yes, they are more than welcome to join. So we do take attendance every single week, and we do have their contact information, their email, phone numbers. And what we do at the last, in the eighth week, is we give them a $10 incentive per session. So if they attended all 8 weeks, they would get an $80 gift card of their choice, whether it's Walmart, an Uber Eats card, a grocery card, a dollar store card. If they attended 5 sessions out of the 8 weeks, then they would get a $50 gift card of their choice.
And lastly, you definitely touched on it, but can you just talk about the importance of maintaining mental health and being able to deal with that, even at tough times, and learning to heal, and why this program is so important in teaching youth in doing that? Because like you said, they are the future generations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it is very important. Again, I can't reiterate like how important like of them taking care of themselves and knowing their worth and knowing their potential and knowing that they all have gifts and they all bring so much. So again, we usually start with the wellness wheel and how they're taking care of themselves. Like, what's their daily, you know, are they drinking water? Like, you know, water is life. So we do these types of things. So I know, like, again, I can't express how important it is. It's like they have to take care of themselves, like, each and every single day. So again, I think, like, with all the incorporation of different things, it's, you know, we all have a choice too. So it's like, you know, there could be many negative things happening in their lives and or around them. But, you know, let's look at the positive things. So like, you know, I share, I can only speak for myself, but I share my personal experiences too. And even as a youth, you know, born and raised in the city of Hamilton, you know, being Indigenous, both my parents from Six Nations, I didn't know who I was, where I come from. So I share my personal experiences with them to kind of like, you know, open up the doorway for them to kind of share too. So again, I think the program's really beneficial in learning about themselves and, you know, knowing that they matter and they are our future and, you know, they have so much to offer and so much to give. And I really like the fact that the program is actually growing. So when we first did it, we may had like a handful. Now we have 12 to 15 participants, like, on a weekly basis. So we know it's getting bigger and bigger. But yeah, I don't know if that answers the question. But
no, that's awesome. And thank you so much for doing this, Vanessa. Best of luck with the program. And hopefully it will continue to be a very successful one.
Yes, thank you very much.